old-fashioned names or joking names or...
Such as what? I mean, to the blacks?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Tom, about the most widespread around here. Of course, that's usually that's when blacks are talking about a black, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What kind of black is an Uncle Tom?
The what?
What's an Uncle Tom like?
That means another black is either messed over another black, or most you black police are Uncle Toms, you know. That's what the other blacks consider them, a traitor more or less. So that's about the most widespread here.
Mm-hmm. Are there many blacks on the police force here?
One. I don't believe there's any deputy, one deputy, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But somebody of our race would call. How would you normally refer to our race?
White.
Okay, any other names of whites?
Caucasian, maybe.
What about a child that's born with one parent color and another parent white?
I don't know. We're looking for it. We just hope it don't come. You know?
That hasn't happened to us.
No. I don't really know how it... I don't know what you would call them, really.
What about a really light-skinned Negro?
You know, call them albinos.
Mm-hmm.
Just a yellow nigger, maybe.
Did you ever hear the term free jack?
No, I'm not here. I haven't, but on the coast, it's pretty widely used.
What does it mean?
More or less that that the people were taking consideration that his mother and father were white, or at least it wasn't a nigger, and more or less that he got more rights than a regular nigger. You know, I mean, that's the way they look at it.
They call him a
free jack, or yellow nigger.
He's really light skinned.
Oh yeah.
You said his mother and father were.
No, I say either his mother or father was white or another color of the side of nigger, you know what I mean? Say when the mother was nigger and the man was white, he's not going to be black.
Mm-hmm.
More or less a yellow color, you know, good tan or something.
And so they call him Free Jack?
Free Jack or yellow nigger.
Mm-hmm. What about the... What did colored people used to call the man that they worked for?
Boss.
Hmm?
Boss or captain.
And someone who lives way out in the country and doesn't get to town much, and when he does get to town, everybody can just look at him and tell that he's from way out in the country. What would people call him?
Country. I mean, that's just what they put in, the country folk, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about the French people in Louisiana? What are they called?
Dagos. Of course, they're not actually Dagos, but that's what they call them. Coonies, Coonasses, anything, you know.
Did you ever hear the term boogaloo?
Yeah, that's more or less. Not here that much, it's more down there, you know.
What is that?
Same damage, people, backwoods people, I guess. That's what you hear down there. You don't hear that much here, I mean. Coonie or Coonass is the most widespread thing here for them, you know.
But down there you heard?
Boogaloo.
For the French people?
Oh, yeah.
Was that insulting word?
No, I don't think so. Those people are, they got more, how they live, you know, I mean, they don't let a whole lot bother them.
Mm-hmm.
Any prejudice, I don't think it bring out words, you know.
What about cooning or cooness? Is that insulting?
No, that's not meant to be. I think they take it just like to the people down there, we're stump jumpers and rednecks and,
mm-hmm.
and all, you know. We don't, back then we take it as a compliment this day and time, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about stump jumper or redneck? The stump jumper sounds just sort of joking to me.
Yeah.
What about redneck?
Yeah, well,